Welcome to At the Table. I'm Clark Wolf, and this is the weekly radio show about all things food, brought to you from Sonoma County. Not just wine country, but farm country. And boy, is this harvest season rocking and rolling. I mean, if you've ever been to wine country anywhere, but particularly in Sonoma County, you know, or farm country gives you some smells. In the middle of the summer, we smell the Gravensteins. You really can smell those apples in the air. And right now, you smell the we call it vinification. I don't call it anything. I call it Ralph. But it's called vinification. So when the grapes are ready to be picked, it just smells like somebody's out back making wine. There's this other smell that is very famous in Sonoma County, and we'll be talking a little bit more about that too. But Carmen Snyder from Farm Trails, welcome once again to At the Table.
Thank you. So good to be here.
Well, you know, we're talking about farm harvest. We've got to talk with you. I mean, we just naturally talk to Farm Trails. We're still kind of twirling around in joy from the most recent Gravenstein Apple Fair. Gosh, that is the model to all food fairs for me, or farm fairs anywhere.
I concur.
You better. You got to get a new part-time job.
We were delighted. And I would also add that this year, I think we're really a model for the greening efforts. We sent so little to the landfill this year. We sent compost, we sent pig food, we sent recycling, and just a few cubic feet to the landfill.
You know, it's not that hard to do if you make it your focus, right?
Yeah.
So today we're going to talk about harvest fair or harvest celebration across the board. I have to say, with all due respect and love, the county harvest fair is not by anybody's description a good harvest fair. It's just not. It's gotten vestigial. This happens with institutions from time to time. But, you know, they were able to really refocus the county fair this past summer to reflect the realities of post-fire Sonoma County. And they did it in 3 months. And in 3 years, they have not been able to make any improvements, in my opinion, and in the opinion of a lot of other loving people who love Sonoma County, in the harvest fair. And it's a shame. And quite frankly, folks, the people on that board just don't seem to want to do it, or can't figure it out or something. But it's, you know, it's one of those things. When I was invited to talk to them, I said, look, do whatever you're going to do. It's not my business. You know, we all do what we're supposed to do. But if you don't, everyone else will. And exactly that is what's happening, right? We have to say that the Kendall Jackson folks have retired their really world famous heirloom tomato festival and evolved to a harvest celebration, kind of an upscale, kind of control, lots of chefs, very, very wonderful in the vineyards. And that's a good thing. Your Farm Trails weekend along the Farm Trails for the fall has always been kind of a harvest celebration, right? Where you go to the individual farms. The Barlow on Sunday, October 21st in Sebastopol is going to be the Sebastopol Food and Farm Fest from 4 to 7. You'll hear more about that as life goes along. And then during your weekend, a wonderful group, including the folks from the Slow Food of Russian River, are putting together a half-day event called Honoring the Whole Animal. And that's Saturday, October 13th at the Vets Memorial Building across the street from the fairgrounds, folks. We could, you know, this could be moved back in if you guys get your organization together. But it's education, tasting, riding, and petting, always important, and much more. And these are lovely people. So we're going to talk about all these wonderful things. But let's start at the home base, Farm Trails, and your weekend along the Farm Trails. Explain to people, first of all, what your kinds of Farm Trails events are and how this one is special.
Sure. So Farm Trails is entering its 46th year.
Wow.
Supporting agriculture in our county. And the weekends along the Farm Trails evolved because not all of our members are open to the public all the time.
In fact, they can't be. They're
anymore.
Busy. Yeah, they're busy. I mean, it's a different thing, right?
It's a different model.
I always say that if you take an hour from a farmer or cheesemaker, you're stealing sleep.
Definitely.
Yeah, right? Yeah. There's only 26 or 28 hours in a day.
So the farmers are no longer, you know, open and staffing their farm stands all the time. They're going to farmers markets. They're doing other types of direct sales. There's the internet connectivity. But the public is increasingly interested in meeting the producers and getting out on the farm. So Farm Trails back in the 80s created this weekend along the Farm Trails, which
right.
celebrates the fall harvest. And it's one weekend. You can go to farmtrails.org to sign up. It's free to the public.
Yeah, this is what you have to understand, people. You have all these farms all over Sonoma County. Sonoma County is a legendary farm country. It's benchmark in the world. And this weekend, if you go online and go to farmtrails.org and mm-hmm. go to the click that says register here, you can find out about all these very specific events. And we're going to hear a little bit mm-hmm. about one of them in particular. And for free, you can go to these places and be places where people work hard to make your food.
And sometimes there are additional costs, but if there are, then you know about it. But I want to also make the distinction. We have our annual map and guide. Do not pick up the map and guide and think that that is the fall tour. You need to register to get a very specific live link that where you can drop in the pinpoints, chart your own adventure, see all of the destinations and their hours of operation, what they're offering, and if there are any costs.
And you know, one of the things I love about this is a whole new generation understands exactly what you said better than ever.
Yes.
I have people of my generation who are now perfectly willing to click on something, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, I used to have to pull over to the side of the road and open the maps. Now I can press Google Map, or better yet, when you have an event like you do, you provide a very specific live map, mm-hmm. a map that lets me go bing, bing, bing. Well, we can't go another minute. We're talking to Carmen Snyder, who's the executive director of the beloved Farm Trails. You have somebody with you today who is, I love this, the only farm in town.
Right? In Sebastopol, yes, well, in the town, the city limits. Yeah.
So in the heart of farm country, mm-hmm. the heart and soul of farm country is Sebastopol and the region around it, right? West County. And so introduce your guest.
So this is Nancy Preblich, and she is from Leland Street Country Club, which might need some explaining. Tell us about that name.
Hi, Clark. Thank you for having me.
Thanks for being here.
Yeah. So some people may remember me from Gleason Ranch.
Oh my gosh. Yes.
Right, of course. So we have a long history of farming. My family does in West County. And right. anyway, we ended up having to sell Gleason Ranch back in 2003, but I moved to our last homestead, and that was in the middle of downtown Sebastopol. So my family, I'm fifth generation Bodega on my mom's side, fifth yep. generation Sebastopol on my dad's side.
Got it. Wow.
So that is really...
Wait a second. They met in Freestone, right?
Right.
You folks, that was an inside joke for West County folks. I love whoever can make inside West County jokes that are polite. Anyway,
so I moved in, and so I went from 90 acres in Bodega down to 1 acre in the middle of downtown Sebastopol,
and it turns out to be worth more per square inch.
Right? The truth, no joke. That's another show.
Yeah, that's another show. That's another. Right.
But anyway, so when I came in, and you know, I wanted to bring my horse, my cow, my sheep, my goats. We've always had sheep and goats there yep. on that property, but I kind of stepped it up a bit because I was making a personal adjustment. Anyway, after plugging along for a couple of years, the neighborhood just really kind of band together and just started really loving all the improvements, and so we created our own country club. And so it's
in the countryside. You know, people don't understand that country club really kind of at one time meant a club that was in the countryside. Mm-hmm. It came to mean really bad food and old coffee and cranky waiters in funny jackets. But that's not where it comes from. And so you are in the countryside. Exactly where in Sebastopol
is
it?
Well, I'm on Leland Street.
On Leland Street.
So we're actually like literally around the corner from Ives Park.
Oh my gosh.
So it feels like you're in the countryside.
Because you are. Because
well,
you are, Blanche.
We
are
in the oldest, one of yeah. the oldest parts of the little town of Sebastopol.
And what is on your property? What do you raise? What do you grow? What do you feed? And what do you... produce.
Well, so I love that you brought up Slow Food, and you'll be talking more about their program later. Gleason Ranch was instrumental early on in the earlier days of the Slow Food Russian River. And so we do heritage breed pig is one that most people haven't actually heard of. It's called Kune Kune.
Oh, Kune Kune. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We have miniature Jerseys that I milk, and we make our cheese, and we just had a baby born this last week. So.
They're reddish cows. They're reddish cows. If you used to visit wine country many years ago and made that turn from here to there, you'd go back by the Stornetta Dairy, and there'd be that herd of Jersey cows mm-hmm. that just made you know you were on your way to someplace special. And also the folks at Bellwether Farms started with sheep, but there was a Jersey herd next door, and that's when they started making cow's milk cheeses. So they're very important, those, mm-hmm. and they have a higher butterfat content in their milk. So are you milking them?
I am. I am.
And where's the milk going?
Well, it goes to our country club. So one of the reasons we created the country club was we each member gets exclusive access to our club's trading post, and in there you will find pork chops from the Kune Kune pigs.
Lovely.
That we're raising.
Right.
You'll find yogurt and other products straight from the farm. We still do the Bodega Red potatoes at Slow Food Day.
Oh my gosh, those are very important historic mm-hmm. potatoes that had to be resuscitated, really, mm-hmm. and were one of the original potatoes that came up from the Peruvian coast as opposed to coming back from Europe. So, and it's also the basis of a lot of other development in potatoes in our history and in the history of mm-hmm. potatoes, right?
Yes, yes. So we have various products that are right from my farm as well as a few other, but a local guy who has a honey.
This is the opposite of virtual. This is the opposite of a CSA, mm-hmm. right? Yes. Instead of sending a box or clicking.
It's the original CSA, community-supported agriculture.
As you go to the trading post mm-hmm. and you know yes. what I mean? This sounds really wonderful. How do we find you really quickly?
Yes, yes. So we're 7600 Leland Street. We will be doing the Farm Trails Tour from 12 to 4 on the 13th and 14th.
And do you have a website?
We prefer Facebook.
Do you have a face place?
Yes, Leland Street Country Club. You can like us on Facebook.
All right. Well, listen, when we come back, more animals, produce, and possibly dirt at the table. Welcome back to At the Table. I'm having the most fun, but you know, I usually do. I'm here with Carmen Snyder of Farm Trails, and we're talking about harvest, and more harvest, right? We're talking about the fact that throughout this entire period of time of the fall in Sonoma County, apparently the grape harvest is going very smoothly, but the grape harvest is kind of in the middle of harvest. We start with asparagus in the spring, and then we get to cherries, and then we get to strawberries, and then we get to everything else we ever loved, and melons, and of course, at the height of the summer is the Gravenstein apple harvest, which is our beloved gathering spot. I mean, it's kind of a mid-harvest celebration, really, right?
Sure, yeah.
I mean, and it's always held.
And it's so condensed. It's just like this moment in time. I love that.
Well, what I love is you should understand that I try to always be in Sonoma County because I travel a lot for the Santa Rosa plum harvest, which is anywhere from 6 days to 2 weeks. I mean, it's a minute. And then the difference is that the Gravenstein apples are really not that much broader, maybe 3 weeks.
Maybe.
Yeah. If you're lucky. But you can't tell which. The difference is the plums don't hold up. The Gravensteins will hold on for another week or two in a cool box somewhere so that we can have a celebration and Regal Ranch and under those old oaks, you know, excuse me, we won't be able to do that forever. And so we have to hold that in our hearts. Those trees are 8-9 million years old. I mean, right? And I mean, I remember last year there was a whole area cordoned off because some had just kind of...
We've lost so many of the shade trees there. Yeah.
Yeah. And so we have to be very respectful and thoughtful. And I do want to mention the fact that when you guys do things, you don't just do it and figure out if it had any damage later, right? You really make a plan. So talk about the weekend along the farm trails, 13th and 14th of October. You can go to
farmtrails.org to sign up. It's free to sign up. You'll get a link with a live interactive map that allows you to plot your own course. You see all the offerings, and then we also send a program that kind of curates the tour for you. Can I just read out some of the things that are available?
Please.
I mean, bees, chickens, cows, goats, horses, sheep, farm stands. You can get holiday gifts. There are you pick opportunities from not just picking apples and pumpkins, but roses and eggs.
All right. So you should understand, folks, that I have a woman I buy garden roses from. When my parents passed, I inherited a bunch of random things, including some really ugly Murano glass. Forgive me if I've insulted anyone. My mom used to collect it. And so I gave it to this woman down the road in Duncan's Mills, who has a kind of an antique curio shop. But she's also a flower farmer. Uh-huh. And so for a year and a half after my mom passed, My mother was buying me garden roses.
Aww.
Isn't that wonderful?
Yeah.
There's a real connection to those kinds of things in our community, isn't there?
Yeah.
And this is an opportunity to go and talk to the people who raise these things, who nurture these things, some of whom are second, third, fourth, fifth generation farmers, right?
Yes, and there are tours and demonstrations and workshops, and it's really an amazing way to connect with your local food shed.
Well, and the point is that you can develop relationships that feed you all year long.
Absolutely.
And the spirit and the soul. So one of the things I like is, and I'm complaining about this rather publicly with a polite and warm heart, that the county doesn't really, as a county officially, in my opinion, and in the opinion of many other beloved folk, celebrate the harvest the way it should. But we're working on it. Everybody's working on it. And one of the things that's happened is there is a new event called Honoring the Whole Animal. I love that a lot. You know, Dusky Estes, our friend from Zazu, says that she raises her animals very carefully and thoughtfully. They have a wonderful life and only one bad day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and frankly, they don't notice it. It's done so carefully. So here it says, meet and fall in love with our small and dedicated meat producers. Pork, chicken, duck, beef, lamb, our talented wool and fiber artists, our cheese, ice cream, and yogurt make all the people I love. I mean, all I need is a strawberry farmer and I'm set, right? And this is Saturday, October 13th, 2018, and it's at the Veterans Memorial Building in Santa Rosa from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. And the admission, folks, is free. These are people who really want you to share and find out. There's education, tasting, riding, and petting, always an important aspect, and much more. So today we have a visitor.
So Catherine Thode from the 4-H Foundation,
and
big active part of helping with the Heritage Turkey Project is here.
Which we'll talk about in a minute, mm-hmm. but you've been involved with 4-H for a long time.
Yes, we have as leaders, and but we're also members of Slow Food Russian River, which is the organization sponsoring the Honoring the Whole Animal.
And what's the thinking behind it? I mean, I know what the eating and tasting is going to be behind it, but how long has this been planned?
It's actually been in the planning for about 2 years.
Yeah.
And it is just what it says, to honor the whole animal. There's a lot of controversy over meat these days, and but there's a lot of people that are out trying to preserve heritage breeds.
Yep.
Which is done by
harvesting them,
the
by taking care of them, by
creating a market for them.
Exactly.
And this is also pointing to the other things, the other products of the animal. So
in other words, wool. I mean, we have some incredible weavers, and we're not talking about hairdos.
Right. So, we're going to have a number of people there. Heather from Heather's Meats is a beef specialty in this area. And there's Sarah and Mark from Green Star Farms.
Oh, very, very beloved farm. Yeah.
Yes. And great people. They have soy-free eggs.
Yeah.
And
they're delicious.
They also have a wonderful selection of meats, goat, mm-hmm. lamb, and chicken.
All right. Now, wait a second, folks. I want you to know that we're talking to Catherine Thode from Heritage Turkey.
I'm with the Sonoma County Heritage Turkey Project.
Okay, yes.
And with Slow Food Russian River.
Okay. And what do you do during the day? What's your day job? She's not going to tell me. She works at... No, I was going to say something silly. And we're talking to Carmen Snyder from Farm Trails. All right, so who else is going to be there and how does it work?
Well, let's see. We have Tom Splitter, who makes beautiful spinning wheels and working tools, wool working tools. Jan from Bodega Pastures makes hats and wool spun from her own sheep. We've got Hazel from Bodega Pastures that is selling yarns and bedding.
And maybe a pillow. I bought a pillow from her at the Heirloom Expo, and it's amazing.
Well,
all wool pillow.
Oh. And one of the things I love is that you're referring to all these people by their first names.
Oh.
And that's oftentimes how they're known mm-hmm. at a farmer's market, right? Or at any kind of a gathering. There's Tom with those wonderful eggs from Armstrong. That's all we say. I mean, you know, people think that Alice Waters invented the share phenomenon of chefs and food people, right? Oh, it's Alice, right? And we do that, but we do that with farmers and people in our community who make and raise wonderful foods and who we trust and who we love.
Yes. And we will also have a blacksmith there giving demonstrations.
Nice.
And a soap maker teaching.
Yep.
teaching soap making, and Strauss Farm will be there.
Oh my gosh!
To help to show kids how to make butter.
Cool.
So
it's going to be a wonderful day. Now, can people sign up before? Should they just show up?
Can just show up for that as long as they've gone through the farm. Well, anybody can come to that portion of it, but. But
you'd actually like them to go through the farmtrails.org website and go
and register and see what else is happening that whole weekend.
Yeah, it sounds like a good idea. Now, look, we're going to bring the 4-H-er in a minute, but why don't you tell me a little bit, Catherine, about the Heritage Turkey Project real quick.
Do you want me to talk about that?
Yeah.
Heritage Turkey Project is something that we've been doing that we're in our 13th season with Slow Food Russian River and Sonoma County 4-H, and every year we have somewhere from 9 to 12 kids that are raising turkeys on their own land, and then we sell them.
And what's the date?
The dinner is
November 4th,
right?
At Atwood Ranch in Glen Ellen. We're gonna meet a 4-H-er in person, live and in person, right here when we come back. We're going to be talking more about harvest and about how our kids, how all generations are participating, are sharing. You know, whatever we do, the focus is the table right here. Welcome back to At the Table. I'm Clark Wolf, having a good time with farm folk here in the studio. And joining us now is Sophia Ginsburg, who is a 4-H-er, as I can tell from your t-shirt. Welcome to At the Table.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for being here. You know, as part of all of this, as part of the ongoing harvest celebration that is Sonoma County, almost 12 months a year, and I say almost only because I'm not sure what time in January do we start harvesting wild mushrooms, right? I mean, let's be honest. There's something that grows here that we harvest 12 months a year, and then we take a nap, right? But the 4-H-ers are very important in our community. And for a number of years, you folks, 6, 8, or 10 of you, have gotten together to do something that is called the Heritage Turkey Project, right? Tell us about it.
Yes. So we do the Heritage Turkey Project each year with Catherine Thode, and I am raising 18 Heritage meat turkeys.
Ooh, what kind?
So we're doing breed preservation.
Yeah.
So I've got Narragansetts and bronzes.
Okay, wait a second. So for the folks who don't know about these things, tell me the name of the turkey and what they kind of look like, and then go on to the next. And if you know anything about their background, where they went to, you know, graduate school. No, I'm kidding. No, but if you know that something is from New England, or if you know that it's something that was raised here, and if you don't, that's okay too. You're preserving these things, and we have lots of folks involved. But go again, Narragansett. What do they look like? What color?
They're brown and gray and black.
Okay.
And they get to be pretty heavy.
Yeah.
Like 20 pounds or so for the males.
All right. Good. Okay.
15 to 18 for the females.
Perfect. Okay.
And the bronzes are all brown, and they have beautiful shine on their feathers.
Yeah. So they really are bronze-like, aren't
they?
Yes, they
are.
Okay. Any other breeds for you? Those are two very, very beloved breeds, right?
Yes.
And how many of you 4-H-ers are doing this year?
9.
Okay, cool. And then I went to a dinner that you guys did some years ago that probably you were, you know, in grammar school, but it was at Schoen Farm, and it was a dinner. And then what happens is there's a dinner in early November, and this one I have in my hand here. It says Sunday supper, November 4th at from 3 to 7:30 at Atwood Ranch in Glen Ellen. And I like that because it's supper, right? It's an afternoon thing. It's very much like Thanksgiving. What happens is, it's a wonderful event, and then people can bid on the turkeys themselves, and then they can have them harvested and dressed for Thanksgiving or Christmas and New Year's, or just for Thanksgiving?
Just
for Thanksgiving. All right. Go to heritageturkeysupper.eventbrite.com. This is sponsored by Slow Food. How did you get involved, Sophia, in raising turkeys? And are the rumors true? Are they really dumb?
They're not necessarily dumb. They just all have very different personalities. They're not as bright as chickens.
They're not as bright as chickens. I want a t-shirt that says, not as bright as chickens.
Yes.
I mean, you know, I like that you say that, because I had a farmer on who lost her whole family farm in the fire.
Oh, wow.
Except for that, at the Mark West Springs area, right? Yeah. And they lost all the row crops and they lost all. But almost all of the chickens managed to go someplace, get out of the way, and hide.
Yeah. It was the fire actually came very close to our property as well. And we, you know, just left the animals for 13 days or so to fend for themselves, and they all survived.
Oh, yeah. And they all.
It was incredible.
Oh, my God. Because you know, turkeys and chickens may not be great conversation, you know, right, at a card game, no. But they know how to take care of themselves in nature, don't they?
They do.
So how do the turkeys, I mean, you know, we see wild turkeys across the road all the time, right? How big an area do you keep them in? Do they escape and try to go to the movies? I mean, what, you know, talk about your turkey life.
So when they're chicks, they are kept in a brooder, right, until they're about 1.5, 2 months of age.
All right, and it's kept at a warm temperature, right?
Yes, kept in a warm temperature in like a big box.
Thank you for the technical explanation.
Of course.
Right, big box.
And then they go out. I have what they call a turkey tractor, and it's basically a giant cage with an open bottom so you can put them out to pasture.
Yeah.
Around. And so they're on that until about August, right, and then they go in their large pen.
Right. And does the pen have a top, or is it just sides?
Just sides. And then every night I have trained them that they go into a coop,
yeah,
and then lock the coop up because we do have wild predators.
You wild predators. Folks, let's be honest. Some of them are called our neighbors, right? I think poachers, no. But we do have bobcats and fox and
even raccoons.
Raccoons are hungry little suckers, right? And I have this image of, certainly I live in a cabin in the woods in the Redwoods, okay, and I have squirrels up in the trees that are bigger than my head. And I feel like they're up there gathering acorns to throw at me.
Oh, yes.
I mean, they, right?
Mm-hmm. We have a couple of walnut trees that they just love to toss walnuts down on us when we walk by.
Right, exactly. And they're not kidding. They're it's target practice, right?
It is.
I don't know what they think will happen, but anyway. So, how many turkeys altogether are you handling?
So I have 18 this year.
All right. Yes. Is that the most you've ever raised?
Yes, I have done 14 and 16 in past years.
And what's it? Is it a little bit different?
A little bit. They're all. It's a very tightly. It's a good group.
They get along well?
Yes.
They do. All right. And how many boys, how many girls?
I've got 7 boys and 11 girls.
Well, because chickens, we don't keep the roosters with the chickens because the roosters get a little too feisty.
Yes.
Right? A little compulsive. But it's not like that with turkeys, is it?
They all get along pretty well. They don't bother the hens.
Are there some eggs involved here?
No.
None at all. So they're not at laying time.
No. That's when they get... For turkeys especially, they mature a little bit slower than chickens.
Uh-huh.
So it takes longer for them to lay.
So in fact, when these animals are harvested for Thanksgiving, they won't even have started laying eggs yet.
No.
All right. Well, I mean, these are things that nobody knows about, yes, right? And these are animals that are raised naturally. They're raised, you know, on the land, and they eat grubs so that we don't have to. right? I remember visiting a farm where... they would have the sheep go through to eat the grass, and the sheep would also leave their little surprises behind them, right? And then they would follow with either turkeys or chickens in various pens so that they would eat the grubs from the poop that the sheep let, right? And there's this cycle.
Yes. So we actually feed all of our turkeys organic feed.
Right.
And there's no kind of any GMO involved in any of their process. Right.
Sometimes that organic feed comes from this region, but mm-hmm, but people have to understand that it can't always come from the exact region because everything we grow takes land, and our land is more and more precious, right? Surrounded by more and more things that drive us crazy. What do you want to do later on in your career? I mean, do you think this will lead you into farming, Sophia?
Yes, so I've wanted to be a livestock vet from a very young age.
Wonderful.
And I like working with birds particularly, so hopefully like an avian technician or something.
I love that so much. And, you know, we're talking to Sophia. She's involved in the Heritage Turkey Sunday Supper and the whole Heritage Turkey Project. She has explained to us that turkeys are not as smart as chickens, which is something that's quite good to know. In our next hour, we will talk about the intellect of quails. No, I'm kidding. Actually, quails are fast, right? They get the heck
out. They're
smart. They're very smart. Yes. And they're also clever, which, you know, they could probably take the subway in New York. Sophia, thank you. Good luck with this project. I hope you do it every single year. And we look forward to you taking care of our animals and our community for many years to come.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for being here. Carmen, I mean, is it always like this?
It's so inspiring. I just love... Farm Trails has been part of this fall feast
forever.
Off and on. Yeah,
all right, we'll be right back at the table with more Farmers at the Table. We are back. I'm Clark Wolf, and we're at the table with Carmen Snyder, and we're talking about all things harvest. We've just been talking about the Heritage Turkey Sunday Supper. That's a bit of a ways off, but we wanted to talk about it in terms of all the things that are happening between now and then, right? There's some absolutely delicious food being raised. Talk once again. Woo! The entire studio just came down on my head, but it's okay. It's going to be fine. We have been talking about that wonderful weekend. Tell us again about the...
So, weekend along the farm trails is coming up October 13th and 14th. And it's an organized, curated tour throughout the county where you can visit various farms and producers and take guided tours, take self-guided tours, cuddle with baby animals. There are workshops and demonstrations. There are games and activities for kids. There's quite a lot of U-Pick. And then there are also numerous mini events that are part of it.
Yeah, yeah. Well, U-Pick is a phrase that we don't want to throw around lightly, because many times in a lot of communities across the country, U-Pick has to do with things like pumpkins that have been shipped in from someplace else that have just been placed to the ground that you walk over and pick up.
Right.
In Sonoma County, we don't do that.
You are literally cutting your own pumpkin after selecting it.
You're cutting it off. The stem. You're if it's apples, you're really harvesting the apples sometimes off the ground because they fell. Right. There are organizations or there are various wineries that invite you to help in the grape harvest all through. And again, if you're interested in that, you should take a look at that. What else can people harvest?
Well, on the weekend along the Farm Trails weekend at Schoen Farm, they're having their fall fest as part of it. And you can harvest pumpkins. You can also harvest tomatoes.
Yeah.
At Bewell Farms, you can collect eggs.
Oh, see, this is what's going on. And so you get an idea of what it really means to not just enjoy those foods, but to really see where they come from and how they come.
And handle them with care.
And handle them with care. You know, they are precious. I mean, so many different varieties of everything we eat have been unfortunately bred to be transported in a truck. And you folks, if you come to Sonoma County that weekend, if you stay in Sonoma County, if you go across Sonoma County that weekend, you can gently capture, right, and share these wonderful foods.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, listen... the dinner that I was talking about before, I have this piece of paper, this magical piece of paper that talks about who is going to be there preparing the family style meal. And I just need to write, I need to say these names. Daniel Keaton of Backyard, one of my favorite, these are all my favorite chefs, of Backyard in Forestville. John Stewart and Dusky Estes of Zazu Kitchen and Farm in the Barlow in Sebastopol. Brian Jones, recently retired executive chef at St. Francis Winery. Yeah, Brian is really wonderful. Wow, executive chef, that's worth our weight, executive chef. Rob Ledemus, I think Ledesma, we don't know. It was written. It's Chef Rob is what we're going to call him. And then, oh my gosh, master pastry chef Condra Easley of Patisserie Angelica. These are people who support everything we do. Really, everything we do that tastes good. We're talking to Carmen Snyder. We're talking about harvest. Tell us a little bit more about that weekend again, honoring the whole animal. These are some of your greater family members, right?
Absolutely. We're tremendous partners with both the 4-H Foundation, Slow Food Russian River, and the Agricultural Community Events, who produces numerous farmers markets. So this honoring the whole animal takes place at the Saturday market in Santa Rosa.
Well, of course. Yeah. No, I kept thinking, what? But it's going to be inside of the vets building, right, in Santa Rosa, across from the fairgrounds.
Yes.
And outside is the farmers market. And inside will be this celebration, right? That will be, and you know, if anybody, if you know me, you know, I don't like usually the overused word curated, because curation is for collection and registering and writing down and keeping, you know, dead things in a drawer. But when it comes to choosing experiences in a huge farm country, that is really curated. That is gathered and presented for you, right?
And that's what, if you go to farmtrails.org, you can receive our curated list of destinations and highlights for the weekend, and you can make a whole weekend out of it. We hope you do. The point is to get to know your local farmers and producers, to support them. We want you to bring coolers and picnic baskets and bags so that you can shop along the farm trails.
And bring relatives and friends. And this is a great time, folks. Probably it will be, once again, either a flood or a late Indian summer in Sacramento. Call your friends in Sacramento and tell them to come west. People like to do that. Call your friends in Eureka and tell them to come on down. You know, I mean, and quite frankly, you know, this is a time to support this whole community, because we're not just recovering from fires. We are in fire life. It's going to happen from time to time, and we are learning more about it. And when you can gather together with your friends and your family around these precious moments of harvest, then it makes it all possible and more possible to take care of our land and to prevent some of the other kind of tragedies that we, you know, in nature regularly experience. It's just part of life.
And to cultivate resilience.
Thank you for using that word, to cultivate resilience. That was one of the themes of your recent Gravenstein Apple Fair. And it makes so much sense. Nobody is, you know, they used to say that farmers learn really slowly. A farm guy said this to me, and he was a farm business guy. And I said, that's really not the way I know farmers. Mm-mm. Farmers learned really slowly to use lousy chemicals and bad technology. They learn very quickly, because the minute they see a cloud, they know to move the sheep. And the sheep, you move one sheep and they're like sheep, right? They follow the other sheep. I mean, you know, right? So some of the smartest, fastest learners in the world are farmers. We celebrate them. And we appreciate what they bring to the table. Come on back. We're back at the table. I'm Clark Wolf, and I'm here with Carmen Snyder. And I tell you, you know, many times when I have these conversations, they make me hungry. This one makes me hungry, makes me a little weepy, makes me so happy. And I am so glad. I just arrived in town last night, and I get to go to a weekend full of farmers markets at the real beginning of the height of the season. I mean, you know, we've just about had some of the most blessed things all year. A very precious, small-ish white peach season, which is what I live for. There are still strawberries out there. Mm-hmm. The greens are just nuts. We're in height of melon season, and we're beginning real pepper season. Of course, tomatoes are us, mm-hmm. right? Sheep shearing is when I think it's in the fall, but it depends on where you are, and a lot of the times it's designed so that the wool can be woven to be sold in time for the colder weather, which we know is coming. Mm-hmm. Tell us a few of the most special experiences along the farm trail this fall that you want us to know about.
Well, of course, you know, when we think about the harvest season, we think about pumpkins. And I think about McClellan's Dairy and Mule Rath Pumpkins, where Mule Rath is going to do a campfire in the corral where you can roast hot dogs and marshmallows, sip apple cider, and take a nighttime hayride.
Oh, my gosh.
So that sounds precious.
That sounds wonderful. And I'll tell you, not all pumpkins are orange. Some of the best ones are white. Some of them are green. Some of them are speckled. Yellow. There's yellow. There's so many colors and shapes and sizes.
Mm-hmm. Another pick that I like is going to Bees and Blooms, where you can learn all about honeybees. You can walk the lavender labyrinth, which is amazing.
Yeah.
They'll have a food truck, a farm stand, and midday jazz. I love what Katie Hackmeyer is doing at the Permaculture Skills Center. She's having a conference, Foundations in the Future, celebrating women's leadership in the food movement. So there'll be speakers, panels, food. There's an art show. There'll be music. And then, you know, we both love Dan Kadan, and he's going to be at Wind and Rye. This is a pricier item.
Yeah, all right. And Wind and Rye is a kind of like a food school.
A
teaching facility. And he does a lot of classes there of various kinds, but he's doing something very, very special.
He's doing a fall harvest dinner with Coyote Family Farms.
Excellent.
These are like many events that are tying into Weekend Along the Farm Trails, which we love. So there's the daytime 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. or the general hours where you can visit all these farms throughout the county. But there are also several events happening at night. And one other one that goes into the night that I'm definitely going to go to this, is at Green Valley Farm. So they're doing a tour of their farm. They'll have the Bodega food truck there. which is incredible.
And delicious.
And then two bands playing.
All right. You know, so this is a celebration that goes all throughout the county. It's one thing that people really understand when they're working and living in and around farms. You know, it's hard work. And it's subject to nature. And at the end of that long haul, where we have fires and floods and we have cycles of all kinds, you know, many plants give a lot one year and then not the next. And that's how they're supposed to, you know, stay healthy. So when we have this time to celebrate, we really take it seriously. We really share with each other. Carmen, thank you as always for being with us.
Oh, my pleasure.
We will see you along the farm trail or
Absolutely.
Back here at the table.
Yes.